Blog Talk Radio.
And that is A Thousand Years by the lovely Christina Perry. Hello, I'm your host, Andrew. Thank you all so much for joining me on another program, another great program. I appreciate everyone tuning in again. We had a great show this morning, actually, about an hour ago. We're starting to do a lot of shows taped. I hope you guys like them. It gives us an opportunity to be more personable with the guests that we have on, and it gives us an opportunity to edit out a lot of things that may have happened during the show, whether it's dead air or we've lost any connection or anything. So it gives us we can be a lot more free with things. We are going to do more some live shows as well. Hopefully, one day in the future, we'll have back on Sylvia Brown, who's a famous psychic, of course, the medium. That was a lot of fun. Our call log filled up with over 100 calls of people wanting to ask questions and all that. So we'll probably never have her on as a taped show, just so we can have her on as a live show and we can take callers again. But doing a taped show is a lot easier and it's a lot more enjoyable. So we don't mess up as much. I'll say that. But again, thank you all. And we had a guest co-host again today. David. We had David on. We've had David on in the past, of course. So appreciate him coming back on for us as well. Today we had on Tracy McMillan this morning. She is the matchmaker and host. I'm going to say she's the host of the show. There's two other hosts, but Tracy McMillan is the matchmaker and host of this show, Ready for Love, that premieres tonight on NBC. I cannot wait to watch the show. It premieres right after The Voice. So you've got to check this out. It's a great show. But here's the interview me and David did with Tracy this morning. And now I am so pleased to welcome the star of the NBC show Ready for Love that premieres tonight at 9/8 Central. She is the star of the show and the matchmaker, and she has a new book out, Why You're Not Married Yet. I think I need to check that out for myself. I'm so pleased to welcome you. So pleased to welcome Miss Tracy McMillan. Hi, how are you? Good morning.
I'm great. Good morning. Nice to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's such a pleasure, and I appreciate you waking up early to talk to us.
No problem. I was already up making peanut butter and jelly sandwich for my kid.
You can't beat PB&J.
No, that's the all-purpose lunch.
Absolutely. I cannot wait for this show tonight, Ready for Love. I mean, as soon as I saw the previews, I knew I had to check it out. And I was so excited to know that we were going to be able to talk to you. Tell us about this show.
Well, this show basically turns the whole dating show on its ear. It's kind of like The Voice of dating shows. So you've got three guys, a whole bunch of really great women, and three matchmakers who sort of coach the men and the women through the process of dating and falling in love.
Oh. So what kind of can you give away anything of any dramas that happen? No.
But I do say that you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll say, no, she didn't. So there's a little bit of everything on this show.
Now, I saw the previews. Now, one of the contestants or one of the guys on the show is actually a band member for the Plain White Tees. Is that right?
That's right.
So that's pretty cool.
He's not your average rock star. You think of a rock star as somebody, obviously, I'm sure, you know, there are women throwing themselves at him, but he is really looking for a wife. He was in an 11-year relationship, and he's been out of a relationship for like 2 or 3 years, and he's ready to find somebody to spend the rest of his life with. And he's just a very sincere, wonderful guy with abs.
Right. And the other matchmakers on this show are Matt Hussey and Amber Keller Andrews. How much fun have y'all had taping this and just having a good time?
We have so much fun. And, you know, it's a little bit of a competition between the three of us. We each have a group of girls for each guy. So we're a little bit in competition with each other to see whose philosophy gets the guy in the end.
Right. Absolutely. This is every man's dream of just having any woman to pick from. That's awesome.
Well, you know, you'd be surprised. Each like all the girls are selected to be compatible and have things that are right for the guy, but it's like a real unfolding. Because a lot of times in dating, people give up too quick, right? They go, I don't like him or I don't like her, and they stop dating before the magic happens. Right. And you see that on this show, that if you keep dating somebody and keep getting exposed to somebody, you see aspects of who they are that you didn't see in the beginning. And sometimes those are really, you know, compelling.
Yeah, and that's one thing I've always said as well, that I don't think enough people give people enough chances, if that makes any sense. You know, just give them a chance, go on a date, get to know them. You're not asking them to marry them. You're just asking them on a date,
exactly,
right?
I mean, go on three or four. It's like not everybody, you know, this is why people, I think, a lot of times met people at school or in college or at work, because you have those repeated exposures to somebody, and you start to see people that maybe are not what you go for right off the bat, but you start going for some more, like, you know, more subtle qualities in a person instead of just, like, you know, the, oh, hell yeah type of thing.
Right.
You know, that happens when you meet someone in a bar.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're exactly right. David?
Yeah, Tracy, how you doing? First, let me the fact that you had wrote for Mad Men is really awesome, because that is one of my favorite shows on TV right now. So big credit for that. Also,
Thank you.
I wanted to say that I saw where you had mentioned that you have been married and divorced three times, and when people question you about what you say is you learn more from failure than you do successes sometimes. So I like the way you swerved that. That's pretty awesome.
Well, you know what? It's been my experience. It's like I've had a lot of experience in relationships. I know what to do to choose a guy who's going to be willing to commit, and I know what the mistakes are that take you out of that relationship. And for me, part of it is like I had a really crazy childhood. I grew up in foster care. My dad was in prison my whole life pretty much. So I knew how to pick the right guy. I had personal sort of traumas that prevented me from being able to maintain those kinds of relationships. But boy, did I learn a lot that I can help you with. You know what I'm saying? It's all that is in my book, Why You're Not Married Yet, and I bring it on the show.
Well, that's awesome. Have you found that there's a certain quality that makes a connection more than others? Because, I mean, is it something big or simple or small as, like, me? I like my wife for numerous reasons, but we both like barbecue. So that has a lot to do with
Well, I feel like you kind of need a combination of the big things and the small things, you know? But, like, nothing makes a difference like having an open heart, you know? Like, people, I swear, the biggest question I get is, where are all the men? Where do I go to meet a guy? And I'm like, you leave your house. That's how you meet a guy. There's men everywhere. There's great women everywhere. The question is, why aren't they coming into your life? And so the search for true love always starts right here in your own heart.
No.
And I promise you, us men are saying the exact same thing. Where are all the women at?
I would say the search always starts right here inside with you.
I agree with that. And it seems like as you get older and older that it's harder and harder to find that love interest. What do you think is the perfect first date for someone?
I think it's something, you know, for me the perfect first date is a walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a nice walk or a hike, being out in nature, being able to connect. It's not like a meal. You don't have to look across a table from each other. There's not a lot of pressure. You know, you can just get to know somebody as a person. That's what it takes, is like two people being willing to get to know another person. That's, to me, where a great relationship starts.
I love
that. And it doesn't seem as fake when it's on a walk. Like you said, when you go out to eat, nobody's going to really eat what they really like on the first date, typically. They're going to eat smaller and smaller.
Right.
It's a lot of pressure to just stare at somebody across the table and try to make conversation. When you're outdoors, first of all, a walk happens usually in the daytime, but it could be at night. I just think there's something about keeping it casual and keeping the focus on revealing yourself and just making a connection, just the simplest connection. That's what it's all about. It's not about, like, wearing a fancy dress and, you know, checking out, is this the father of my children? Too much pressure.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Is it true that you have the most viewed article on the Huffington Post ever?
I do, of all time.
Wow. That is impressive.
That is. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how that... Actually, I do know how it happened. I was saying what everybody already knows. you know. And
well,
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, I think people really resonated with what I was saying in that. And then I took it and I put it all together in a book because I have a lot more to say about, like, what it is. Because, you know, I've lived all over the country. I've been in workplaces. I've known and talked to thousands of women about their love lives. And I would hear the same things over and over. And you know how it is. Everybody has a friend or a coworker that's going, why am I not married? And you want to say to yourself, well, I know why, you know,
yeah.
Because you're shallow or because, you know, it's usually there's a reason. And I think that the book and the article tapped into the idea that we all see what our friends are doing wrong.
Yeah.
You know, that's not working. It's just that we don't want them to be mad at us for the rest of our lives, so we don't tell them. And I'm willing to say it.
That's exactly right. Tracy, I cannot believe that we're out of time, and I want to your book, like I said, Why You're Not Married Yet, I've got to check this out for myself. I can't wait to read it because I definitely need that advice myself, and cannot wait to see the show tonight, NBC's Ready for Love, tonight on NBC right after The Voice. Tracy, I would love to have you back on this show. I want to go over your book and everything that you're currently working on. I'd love to have you back on.
Anytime. I'll come back on in a few weeks. We'll talk about what's happening on the show.
That sounds great. I would love that.
All right. You guys have a great day. Thank you so much for having me.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And that was Tracy McMillan from NBC's Ready for Love that airs tonight on NBC, like I said, right after The Voice. So you've got to check out the show. I think it's going to be a great show. There's been a lot of dating shows out there as far as The Bachelor and everything else, but I think this is going to be a great one. Thank you all so much again for joining us. Thank you to David. David does a podcast of his own. Check him out. His website is davidandpoe.com. davidandpoe.com, and it's just Poe is just PO.com. So just check that out. I know you'll really enjoy his podcast, and I've helped him out a lot with some things. So I'm real proud of him for everything he's done. But check that out. Follow me on Twitter at DrewBTR, as well as like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WAEJTheDrewShow. Hope you have a great day, everyone. Signing off, and I'll see you next time. Bye bye.